and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, Kay Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
It's Monday. I don't know if you noticed this on the way in this morning, but as I look outside, I'm seeing a little hint that the sun's going to rise.
That'll be a great day today then.
Well, then I started thinking, you know what else that means? That means daylight savings is right around the corner.
Ooh, yeah.
We're about to get to the point where the kids want to play until 8:30.
Right.
That's what happens, man.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we go from the kids being outside until 8 o'clock to they go inside at 5 o'clock.
Right.
There's 3 hours of family time there.
Plays mind games on you.
So we're right around the corner from that. So feels like the shortest weekend of all time.
It does. Did we even have a Sunday?
I don't know, because I had stuff to do on Sunday. And like stuff that I'm normally doing on Sunday, I'm going to push back and do today.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So, ugh. Let's all do the together. Hey, we did post a bunch of photos, though, from the March of Dimes prom fashion show, if you want to check them out.
There's lots of them.
Just rolled your eyes about that. No need to roll your eyes. Go check out the photos all over social media. On this day on K-Fine in 2002, the number one song in the country was held by Steve Holy.
Good morning, beautiful. Oh. How was your night?
What a way to wake up on a Monday.
Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day.
Number one on this day in 2002, Steve Holy, Good Morning, Beautiful.
I couldn't see the light. I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care.
Sometimes we get into the music and we sing along. I was called out at the prom fashion show for being a bad singer.
You were, weren't you?
Remember that?
I've heard you sing before.
Right. Like it was the worst thing ever. Like you're boiling, I don't know, shrimp or something.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful. With you by my side, and when I open my eyes, see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day.
Wait a minute, do shrimp actually squeal
when
they get thrown in
water?
No, I
think it was lobster is what you were thinking of.
Oh, they squeal. You ever had crabs?
No, Brandon, I haven't.
They squeal when they get thrown in the water as well. Mm. We caught some in Galveston one time, and I remember Pop throwing those crabs in there, and we're like, oh my gosh, Pop, this is the worst thing ever.
You've been traumatized ever since.
I don't recommend it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Sometimes Monday starts, and I wish it was over within a few minutes.
Is that how you are today?
Not today, because I have a newfound confidence.
You do?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, I've been waiting on this for you. This is great news.
I've waited 41 years to have confidence.
Wow.
It's been a long wait. No, so I kind of have a little more confidence today because I told you like a week ago that I thought I was getting better at killing it on social media.
Killing it. Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah.
I'm just killing it.
You do seem like someone that would just kill it on social media.
I'm telling you, I've done some good stuff so far. Like, I'm thinking about retiring from social media.
Wow.
Because I don't know if I can top my first 2 months.
Okay.
Our photos, let me get off that. Okay. Our photos on Instagram, and this isn't even counting. Hang on. Why is it not refreshing to the right? Oh, I'm on the wrong thing.
Is this the one that you posted?
This is us, right?
Okay.
125 likes so far.
Wow.
Which is pretty good, right? Let me go back through some other likes we got here. Now, that one's just okay. Elias from WWE, 85 likes. Me and Kai at Baskin Robbins a week ago, 128 likes.
Wow.
Me and Destiny Quinn on her birthday, 97 likes. Me and Hooters, 78 likes.
Well, I don't want to burst your bubble or anything, but remember when we had those high school girls in last week and they were telling us that their average likes was like 230, 250, and those were high school girls' averages. So you're giving me the look right now. You forgot about that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're upset.
Well, here's all I can compare myself to, because you might want to set yourself up and like be pie in the sky. I just want to be better than I was last year. And if most of my posts got like 45, 48 likes, if I'm getting 125, I've doubled it.
Yeah, you stepped it up, I guess.
I'm so much more likable in 2019.
You really are.
I don't know what I did wrong last year.
Maybe it's a different filter.
I'm not using as many filters. Oh. Maybe that's it.
Oh, okay.
We had a student who told us last week that your Instagram needs to have a theme.
Yeah, and we were like, you mean, like, I didn't know what she meant, but she was talking about the same filter in every picture. So, like, if you were to look at the whole Instagram page of all the little squares would be similar.
Yeah, and, like, you know if you're going through the feed, oh, that's the Brandon look. Or that's the Kelly look.
Man, we need to step up our game on
I'm going to go in and delete all of my pictures and repost them.
Oh. I'll see you in 2020.
How many pictures? Let's do the post count because we do this every once in a while. How many posts do you think? You tell me how many you've made so far, and then I want you to guess how many.
I forget what we're supposed to. Okay.
You just go to your profile. How many posts has Kelly Perry made?
440.
440.
What's yours?
And you've done 440 in essentially what? The last 3.5 years since you've been on the show, basically?
Give or take, yeah.
Most of it's been on the show. Mm-hmm. All right, 440. What do you think my post count is?
2,500.
You're really close.
What is it?
2,300.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just telling you, if you think you like me, you'll be able to see my entire life on Instagram. Hey, we are on Instagram and Twitter and on Snapchat. Mine is Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was kind of hopeful over the weekend that with the rain and the storms that were possibly coming through on Saturday, mm-hmm. that was going to mean that it was going to be warm all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Not exactly not warm yet. As we're getting the day started. As you're waking up, moving around, it's about 30. The wind chill makes it feel like 22.
It's supposed to be about 51 today.
All right, but it's cold right now. Just a heads up.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the 2019 Academy Awards. So the whole thing worked out well with no Kevin Hart. There wasn't a host and it did okay. They just had like an off-screen announcer that kind of kept stuff flowing. And it did seem to go a little bit faster. But the show kicked off with Queen and Adam Lambert. That was really good. Kind of got everybody on their feet. But as far as the main winners go, Green Book won Best Picture. Rami Malek won Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody. And then Lady Gaga picked up her first Oscar. She won Best Original Song for Shallow from A Star Is Born. Now, they also, she and Bradley Cooper, performed last night. And it's what everyone is talking about today. And his wife was sitting in the audience. So everybody is also mentioning that today. But here's what it sounded like.
He's about to sit next to him.
We're far from the shallow now.
Wow, they're real close.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I'd be so weird if I had to do that. Yeah. You know that?
Now lean in and pretend like you're gonna kiss.
So everybody's saying that these guys have amazing chemistry.
Right.
Yet, is he married to Irina Shayk?
He's married, and then she just split up with her fiance.
So Bradley Cooper's wife is a supermodel.
She's beautiful.
But man, the chemistry between those two is crazy.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to watch. But it's up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
We told you on Friday that there was talks about maybe Khloe Kardashian becoming a member of the next Bachelorette for television. And they kind of are saying right now that that's really not going to work out. Khloe kind of feels like people are trying to use her as clickbait for websites and web hits and things like that and social media hits. And she doesn't want to be that. No deal is in place right now for Khloe Kardashian to be the Bachelorette.
Gotcha Gossip for my Greatest Showman fans. So director Michael Gracie confirmed that Hugh Jackman is going to return for a sequel to the musical The Greatest Showman. You know, that makes me extremely excited. Oh, yeah. The movie became such a big success, and it's only natural there's a demand for a second one. So discussions have started, and they are working on it.
There you go. And of course, every morning on KFine, we Gotcha Gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
23-year-old Rory O'Connor lives in Cardiff, Wales. Well, Rory was born without arms, and he was just in court facing charges for, well, stabbing his dad.
What?
So apparently he and his father had an argument back in November, and it got physical. Well, Rory's dad apparently poked him with a vacuum cleaner tube, and Rory didn't like that, so he responded by picking up scissors between his toes and stabbing his dad in the stomach.
Oh my gosh.
So his dad needed major surgery, but he still defended his son in court because he said, you know what, my son's had a hard life. I don't really want to press charges. And he didn't want the incident to ruin his son's life. So the judge must have been sympathetic because he sentenced Rory to 12 months of community service and rehab.
But he stabbed his dad.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
But speaking of scissors, why are scissors such good dancers, Brandon? Because of their sharp moves. Do you see what I did? Sharp moves.
Right, after a story about a son stabbing his father.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
It's a different level.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Over the weekend, man, it was a busy weekend. We had WWE Live on Friday night. Saw a bunch of people out there. Had the chance to talk wrestling with no telling how many people.
Yeah.
Got to go backstage and meet WWE superstar Elias, which is pretty funny because, and I did not know him, like we had never met, but you know, he has been involved on WWE television against my friend Jeff Jarrett, who's one of my best friends in the whole world. So we got done with the whole meet and greet thing, and I sent that picture to Jeff, who was in the UK with WWE. He said, did you tell him we're friends? I'm like, Jeff, I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah. Hey, do you know Jeff Jarrett?
Hey, my friend's Jeff Jarrett.
You know him?
You know, that's what it was going to be.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that. But it was kind of cool. There's a cool picture of that up. Tons of photos from the March of Dimes prom fashion show. One that I forgot about. Thank you very much for sending this to me, Kelly, to make me feel even less confident in myself.
I love making you feel adequate.
This is inadequate.
Oh, I got it confused.
We were standing on the side of the stage in the middle of the show. So we're all dressed up. I'm in a tuxedo. Kelly's in her evening gown, prom dress, whatever you want to say. And there's tons of high school students, right, that are around and they're modeling and all this different kind of stuff. And I noticed that I think I'm going to wear heels next year.
Why is that?
Well, because you were taller than me.
Well, we have to wear tall heels so we, you know, it makes the dress where you can walk in it.
Well, how about you get a shorter dress?
Brandon, it doesn't work like that.
Why does it not work like that?
It just doesn't.
What if somebody doesn't have good ankles and they have to put on those heels?
Well, I just borrowed the dress, so I'm not going to like go have it altered and give it back to him altered.
Well, you should next time.
Okay.
I'll hem it for
you. I'll let someone know.
I'll hem it.
You'll hem it.
I'll hem it.
I didn't know you were a hemmer.
Well, I used to hem on my Nana sewing machine.
Oh, that's something new I've learned.
I tried to.
Yeah.
She was a good sewer. She was. It was in her bedroom. Let me fix it for you. And she'd sew patches in jeans and, you know, take up shirts and stuff like that. When's the last time you sewed?
Well, I'd sew buttons on shirts and stuff.
You do?
All the time,
every
day.
You have a sewing machine?
I have a side job. Everybody comes to me for me to sew their buttons on their shirts.
Kelly sewing.
Everyone knows about it.
Yes. Kelly Perry and her multiple jobs.
Yeah.
No, but it was funny because there's a photo. There was one situation where I realized that one of the girls in the fashion show was a lot taller than me.
Well, there were several, but there was one that was a lot taller, and I loved it. So I just happened to accidentally get my phone out and accidentally capture it.
While I'm standing there, we're kind of, you know, not, I don't know how you'd even describe it. I'm facing one way, she's facing the other, and she's towering over me, and Kelly takes a picture of it.
But what's funny,
and I catch you in mid-picture, so I look at you like, stop taking this picture.
You know who that is, though, don't you?
Who is that?
That's Terry Mahajer's daughter.
She's the one towering over me?
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic. I need foot implants.
Lifts.
Is that what it is?
Maybe some stilts.
Can I just get heel implants?
Maybe. I haven't heard of that. Maybe you could get those stilts that people wear in circuses.
Oh, that'd be great.
You could just have some longer pants and walk around in those.
Do my own The Greatest Showman.
Yes.
Either we're going to have a no high heels policy next year or something's going to change about that because I don't like it. And we talked to her about it. And we were like, how tall are you? Because like, she looked like she was 6'4".
Yeah, she's like 5'9".
She's the same height as my wife, and this is what happens when my wife wears heels.
I will say, some of those girls that are already really tall and had the really tall heels, they made walking look like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, and unlike then you had people like me that tripped over my shoes and had to take them off and run across the floor barefoot.
Because you were on the wrong side of the stage.
You forgot. Yeah, I forgot.
Let me give you an idea of how Kelly's brain works. Let's say we have A, B, and C to accomplish, right? She does A, she does B, she has no idea what C is or if she's even involved in C, and she's gone.
Or I go A, skip to C, and forget B.
Right.
Yeah. But,
so there were points, if Kelly forgot her part, instead of looking at her run sheet, she would just leave the stage.
I would just start backing up slowly.
She's just gone. So there was one part where we're supposed to leave an exit to the opposite side of the stage.
And all of a sudden I was like, where's Brandon?
I think she's behind me. I turn around and we're looking from side stage across the stage where nobody can see us just because the curtains are there. And she's on the wrong side. And she's looking at me like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
So, and then her line was next. And she wasn't even reading her line, so I'm off stage. She's off stage.
Yes.
Nobody says anything.
And it was my fault.
And finally, I walk out and said, hey, Kelly.
And I was like, hey.
You're on the wrong side of the stage. So then she has kicked off her shoes. She is walking through the prom fashion show, barefoot, holding up her dress. It's like Ellie Mae Clampett has showed up at the prom fashion show and yeehawed it.
It was comic relief. I had it planned, Brandon.
Your husband.
I planned it.
Joey Perry. Mm-hmm. What's his middle name?
Arlen.
Joey Arlen Perry said to me, he thought we laid out the comedy. And I told him, Joey Arlen Perry, we did not lay out the comedy. Your wife is the comedy.
I don't mean to be. Oops.
You said to me at one point toward the end, you said, I think I did worse this year than my first year. But we had more fun, though.
Yeah, it was more fun.
So anyway, raised a bunch of money for the March of Dimes. Those pictures are up if you want to see. I never posted the one of girls towering over me. If you were taller than me, you did not make it.
And I wish someone had gotten me running across the stage barefoot.
Running?
Well, I guess I was walking. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
In front of 1,500 people, she doo-doo-doo-ed it across the stage.
You're welcome, everyone.
And then got to the other side, and I still don't know if she knew what she was supposed to do.
I didn't.
There was one part where she... There's a part where we go out together the whole night, like except for maybe one time where I go out by myself, one time where she goes out by herself. Like, it's all of us together. So we walk out there, and normally I would kind of be in front, and I'd turn to her and look at her to the right. So we walk out of the stage. I turn to the right. There's Kelly.
Yeah.
Well, one time I walk out there, I turn to the right. She's not there, but I've committed to the turn. So I'm like, well, maybe she went to the other side of me, and I turn again.
You did a full turn.
I did a full circle, and she was nowhere around me, and it was her line.
And then I came out of somewhere else that you weren't ready for.
Yeah, the
me
wrong
to come
part
out
of the curtain. She just popped out from underneath it. So I do a full circle like a dog chasing its tail because she's not there. And I said, where did she go?
And you said that in the mic.
If there's video from that, please tag us in it. That's pretty fun.
That is
stuff.
Funny.
Anyway, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, I'm Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Over the weekend, the March of Dimes prom fashion show raised over $13,000 for the March of Dimes. So, man, a shout out to all of the students in the Chain Reaction Youth Council. A shout out really to all of the students who were the models and everybody who showed up and made that such a fun thing for us to do this past Saturday. Again, tons of photos on our social media, Brandon on KFIN and Kelly on KFIN. And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Ah, happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, February 25th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities here. We go. Happy birthday goes out to our friend Cornelius Lovelace.
Happy birthday.
Fitness Boot Camp Unlimited. I've lost weight with him. What are some of the sayings? We always try to remember the sayings.
Don't worry about something. There was always cheese. He would use cheese a lot. Like, work off that cheese. So what? Help you please, stuff like that. It was always rhyming.
So Cornelius has a birthday today. Happy birthday. Also celebrating Brian Childers of Jonesboro. We have Rhonda Ellis, also from Jonesboro, celebrating. Cindy Bloom of Jonesboro, Shallon Tate from Jonesboro, and Dale Williams from Wynn has a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Rashida Jones, she is on Parks and Rec, and she was on The Office. She's 43 today. Chelsea Handler is 44. Justin Jeffrey is 46. He was JJ in 98 Degrees with Nick Lachey.
Oh, yeah. How about this?
Cherish you. Back when he was singing to Jessica Simpson. Oh, what? You're going to turn it off because you're upset? That he got oh, my goodness.
Well, you don't have to remind me.
Angry much?
No. From the depths of my soul, it's beyond my control. I've waited so long to say this to you. I'm telling you, I can sing. If you're asking, do I love you this much? I do. Yeah, I was told the other day at the rehearsals for the prom fashion show that they've heard me sing and they did not want me to sing at the prom fashion show.
Thank you were you even offering much. To fill in.
I was, because yeah. Izzy Bond wasn't going to be able to sing. I'm like, I'll sing instead.
Right.
And they said no.
Yeah. Well, good try. Sean Astin is 48. He is Bob on Stranger Things. He was Mikey in The Goonies. Of course, he was Rudy Rudiger in Rudy. Daniel Powder is 48. That's the guy who sings the song right here. Because you had a bad day, you're taking one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you weren't gonna smile.
I played this song a bunch when I was in Kiss. Mm-hmm. It was also the end song for one season of American Idol.
Yep.
Like when somebody would get kicked off, that song would be playing. So there you go. Daniel Powder, 48 today.
The comedian Carrot Top is 54 today. And Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, is 70 today.
Man, a legend, an icon, a WWE Hall of Famer. Hey, tonight, the Nature Boy Ric Flair is in Atlanta where he lives for Monday Night Raw. It's the 70th birthday celebration of Ric Flair on Raw tonight. So happy birthday to the Nature Boy. Give me a woo.
Woo!
Woo! All right, let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Cindy Bloom, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Photos from the prom fashion show. Me and Kelly all dressed up. Like, we never get dressed up like that.
I know. And I feel very out of my element when I am dressed like that.
So, anyway, you can go check him out on our social media. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Kelly on KFIN.
Also on my Facebook, which is Brandon Baxter on the radio. Mm. Oh, I just got a note from Kelly. Mm. Dear Brandon, do you think I look like Kate Upton from the prom fashion show?
I would have never, ever written that.
I will allow people to go and judge that for themselves.
What did you do?
What do you mean?
Did you post something weird?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean that I post something weird?
I thought you posted a picture of Kate Upton and you were going to tell people. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Don't promise. Do it either.
Promise I won't. Moving on, weirdo.
Two can play at that game.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the Academy Awards were last night, the Oscars. And one of the big performances that everybody's talking about was Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, because the chemistry is amazing. They did the song Shallow from a Star is Born, and everybody's talking about that song and that performance today. Now, we've played that already this morning. It'll be on the podcast. But if you haven't heard the cover of Shallow done by Jimmy Allen and Abby Anderson, it's really good. Mm-hmm. So in case you don't remember Jimmy Allen, he's known for this song right here.
Because when you smile, I see the sun sink down on a coast out in California.
It's a song best shot by Jimmy Allen. So here's the cover. Jimmy Allen and Abby Anderson, a new artist, do Shallow from the Lady Gaga movie A Star is Born.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
find myself longing for change.
I'd never heard her sing until this.
And in the bad times, I fear myself.
Jimmy Allen and Abby Anderson covering Shallow. Here she comes. It's up on the blog this morning, too, if you want to check it out.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
Go check it out this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Maren Morris has a new song out and a lyric video to go with it. Here's a small snippet of the new song called The Bones.
Yeah, life sure can try to put love to it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain.
The full song, head to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We are joined on the phone this morning by Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Good morning, Mr. Eric.
What's happening, everyone? How are you guys today?
Hey, man, we're good. Excited. The sun's shining. We see daylight savings time not too far away, so all seems to be good right now.
You made it.
Yeah.
You made it through. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, it's right around the corner. There's no doubt. Yeah, it was just such a gorgeous day yesterday. But even if it was raining and stormy, what am I going to say?
Hey, it's a great day because you know what? We have the chance to start the day and create our lives and start over if we need to.
That's it. It's still a gorgeous day no matter what's going on outside. There's no doubt about it. So, did you guys enjoy the opera? Is that how you say that?
Which one? The Oscars last night.
The Oscars.
Oh,
there
Oscars.
You go. I can't even talk this morning.
Well, there were two really big performances that people are talking about from over the weekend. Number one is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is me and Kelly from the March of Dimes prom fashion show. There's a lot of talk about that this morning.
Well, I didn't even know about Lady Gaga. All I was referring to was you guys.
Have you seen our pictures? So, we were dressed up in gold.
I saw the pictures. They looked amazing. I mean, it was just an over-the-top event. So
it was really good, man. It really was. We were just there as a part of it. Those high school students raised over $13,000 for the March of Dimes. So.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. It's so amazing how you guys are involved in just every aspect of the community and giving back each and every single day. So sincerely appreciate that. Because, guys, I know that's time away from your friends. That's time away from your family. I mean, it's... You know, there's many a week go by that think you guys work 7 days a week. So thank you for your time each and every day.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because, you know, we do work a lot. But, man, there's stuff like that that just makes it feel like it's so worthwhile.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But here's the thing. I mean, we'll go ahead and you can give us credit. We'll give you credit, too, because you come on the radio with a positive attitude every Monday. And there's people who need that. We need that Monday morning motivation. We need somebody to kind of kick us in the pants and say, hey, man, you're looking at this whole thing wrong.
Yep. Looking at it and going, maybe not even taking the time and looking at it, just going, hey, I've just got to get through life because life's challenging. Mm-hmm. Life, you know, there's ups, there's downs. You just never, no matter how much you prepare, no matter how many things you do and think you've got, you know, I've got this in place in case this happens, or this in place in case this happens, and this in place in case this happens, and something still from left field will hit you. So it's going to happen. But the only thing we truly have control of is our mind. Right. So that's, you know, that's the muscle that I work and try to work each and every single day. So let's look back to 2018, and I told you guys about a book. It's called Atomic Habits. And, you know, read that book, and typically out of most books I read, I'm going to grab one or two or three just really good nuggets, right? So the one out of this one, and I've loved the quote since I heard it or since I read it, and it's, you know, we don't rise to the level of our goals. And you guys know we talked about goal setting. We've talked about it for years.
Right.
Everybody, hey, I'm going to set this goal. I'm going to have this much money in the bank. I'm going to weigh this much. I'm going to get this job. I'm going to do these things. and we look back 6 months down the road, a year down the road, 2 years down the road, you go, you know, frustrated, aggravated, I didn't get there. Yeah. So why is that? So I'm trying to dig into that and study that. So when I heard this quote, we don't rise to the level of our goals, but we fall to the level of our systems, that just opened my eyes, and I went, holy cow. You know, that's what it's all about. Just you to wake up every single day and be motivated, to wake up every single day and go, no matter what it takes, I'm going to go make this happen. You know, there's going to be some stuff that's going to get in the way. There's going to be some stuff that's going to slow you down. So I was literally screaming and yelling this quote from the rooftops. And my team at the office finally came to me and went, hey, look, what systems are you talking about? And I go, so, okay, hold on. You guys hadn't got this. You hadn't figured it out. I've been talking about it for months, and now, you know, the system deal finally came out. And they go, yeah, what system? And I go, guys, think about this, because if you're driving down the road right now, you're on your way to school, you're on your way to work, you know, you might be thinking, hey, but Eric, I don't have any systems. What you know, does that mean, oh, gosh, when am I going to do that? I've got basketball tonight. I've got soccer tomorrow night. I've got this going on and that going on. When are these systems? When am I going to have time to put these systems in place? Well, think about this. What's your daily routine? Your daily routine, is it set up to help you reach your goals? Mm.
Mine's set up to get me through the day, honestly.
That's it. Most people go, look, I get out of bed. You know, we're not talking about you guys, because I know you're out of bed at 3:30 every morning. But, you know, I get out of bed 5 minutes before I need to, so I can brush my teeth, take my shower, jump in my car, get to work. You know, so therefore there's no time there to do maybe some meditation, maybe some stretching, maybe some exercise, maybe a walk around the block, whatever it may be. So think about that. Think about your daily routine. Think about this. How do you fuel your body? So I don't care what you ate this morning. Guess what? You've got another opportunity at lunch. You've got another opportunity at dinner. Are you putting, you know, high-quality, nutrient-rich food in your body each and every single day? So, that's part of what? Your system. You know, who are you spending time with? Think about that. You know, we talked about it. You know, you're the quote or the total sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. Who are you spending time with? And are those people where you want to be? Because if they're not, if they don't have the physique you want, if they don't have the money in the bank that you want, if they don't have the job that you want, they don't have the family that you want, why are you hanging around them?
Right.
Why are you spending time with them? So think about that. Those are your systems. It's not, you don't have to go out and build this big, huge, you know, type program and everything else. It's literally, what are you doing each and every single day? So that's what it's all about, guys. And then it's, you know, hey, I've set my goals. I've got my systems in place. I'm going to do this on Monday and this on Tuesday and this on Wednesday. And it's not that I'm going to take up any more hours in the day. I'm just going to change it up just a little bit to get out there and make it happen. And I love this. As I've researched this quote, I actually found out. Y'all know my guy David Goggins and the mm-hmm. Life with a Seal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you haven't watched that guy on Facebook, he has or on YouTube, he has blown up. So
oh my gosh, he's huge.
He's gotten out of the military, so everybody's interviewing him, everybody's watching him. But David Goggins, and it was funny when I was sitting there listening to him one night, and he said, you know, hey, the Marines have a quote: we don't rise to the level of our expectations, but we fall to the level of our training. So he goes, when we go out into battle, when we go out into war, when we go out in these situations, we know what we want to do. We know where we want to get to. We know what we want to accomplish. But we know that's irrelevant, because if we didn't train, if we didn't put in the hours, if we didn't put in the time, if we didn't go through the pain of what those guys go through, then, you know, it doesn't matter what our expectations are. It's got to be what your training is. So think about that today. What can you change today? Little tweaks, little things that you can change in your daily routine, on how you feel your body, on who you're spending time with. And when I say who you're spending time with, you go, Eric, how do I get in touch with David Goggins? Or how do I get in touch with Jesse Itzler? How to YouTube them, read their books, study their, you know, their biographies. I mean, it's each and every single night I'm spending an hour with somebody I want to be like, because the more I can get from them, the more energy, the more fuel I can get from them, then the better off I'm going to be.
Develop your systems. That's the key right there this morning with Eric Birch from Birch & Co. And if you want to go back and maybe even send that message to somebody that you know, it's always available on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Eric, we hope you have a great week, man.
You guys have a blessed one.
All right, man. Eric Birch from Birch & Co., your Monday morning motivation.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
The March of Dimes Prom Fashion Show was Saturday. Shout out to everybody who was out there. There were so many parents who came out to support and family members and all that. And I love the neat thing about this event is that, you know, while we're finishing up and getting photos and stuff like that, we get to talk to some of the parents. And they're always so nice about, you know, how the show goes. And there were some people who had never been to a prom fashion show before. And like our former coworker, Miss Gale.
Yeah, I was so glad I got to meet her.
She's a character, man. Still a character. Ornery. But she used to be a character. I mean, she was a real life character on my show Down the Hall, right? So I hadn't seen her in a long time, and we hugged and just reminisced about funny stories. And I was a punk, I guess, back
in the
day.
Well, anytime you work around you, Brandon Baxter, you know that you're either going to get put out there or something funny is going to happen, or you're going to get embarrassed, or you're going to become a character if you have anything to do with it.
Well, and she was a character in real life. So anyway, it was fun. Great pictures up on social media if you want to check them out. We have some before we started sweating and some after.
Gosh, it was hot.
That was the one thing that everybody behind the scenes was talking about. You know, we're on the stage with the big lights, and it was hot, and you're dressed up in a tuxedo. And
all the kids, I say kids, the students had dance numbers, like really funny dance numbers. And I don't know how some of those girls were not drenched just from sweating with dancing up on stage in those prom dresses.
Well, we did one deal. We wore one outfit. Shout out to Seth and Men in Black for hooking me up because I love mine.
And the one,
yeah, so I'd never wore gold before, but Seth
we matched.
Like, yeah, well, we did it on purpose. I showed him your dress, and then he said, oh, I have an idea. So Men in Black on Highland, if you want to go check them out. They dressed me for the prom fashion show.
I've already passed so many notes today.
I just got a note from Kelly. Dear Brandon, did I remind you of Pamela Anderson at the prom fashion show?
That is not true. There was nothing awkward Pamela Anderson about me.
That is so awkward with Brandon, you asking so many questions about that. You can go check out the photos if you want to. I wish we had all the videos of the blunders and the silliness and Kelly, you know, walking without shoes on through the prom fashion
And for
show.
Those of you that don't understand our relationship, Brandon likes to get in places and make me feel, well, both of us like to try to make each other awkward. But there was times during the prom fashion show where I had no business being out on stage and he would be like, Kelly, go, it's your turn, hurry. And you would literally push me towards the stage like it was my turn and I was missing something. Every 5 seconds that happened.
So if I knew her part was next and there was a brief blip
in
the music.
Kelly, go! Hurry, go. And there were several times I almost did go. I think I said, I hate you 700 times.
Well, I enjoyed watching the high school students who listen to our show, hear us interact on the show, and then realize that we do the same thing in real life.
Right, because one of the girls was like, y'all are basically who you are on the show right now. We're like, no, that's seriously, we are.
People don't get that. Mm-mm. They think that we get on here and it's some type of an act, but like, we're not good actors. This is what you get when you listen to us. That's who we're going to be. So we even had an awkward moment. Like, we didn't plan comedy. Like, we didn't plan the blunders and stuff like that. We just know how to play off each other.
It
and
just
if it's
happens.
Funny, it's funny. Mm-hmm. So there was a part where Kelly was going to have to go. And the part that made her most nervous was they were going to bring out children and the curtains were going to open. And Kelly was going to be sitting in a chair reading an oversized book. This book had to weigh 30 pounds.
The book was huge. And I get where they were going. They wanted the whole crowd to see that I was reading a happily ever after type story.
You did a good job with that, though.
Thanks.
I was a little bit nervous about that.
I was nervous too because typically when I read to children, I can see the children. This time I really couldn't see them. So I was like, they could have been standing on their heads or turning, you know, somersaults or whatever. I couldn't see.
So that was an interesting part of the deal, right?
Yeah.
So there was a part where she was going to have to leave the stage. So we did set up one little funny bit, which is she's trying to find her way out of the curtain in the middle of the intro. And I'm like, Kelly, where are you going? And the line was going to be something about,
I'm trying to find my seat.
oh, you're going to the throne.
Yeah, you told everyone I was going to the throne.
And then there was another part where we come back out. We're about to do the Mr. March Awards. And this was a last minute thing. And I keep telling Kelly, I'm always creating mm-hmm. content in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And because I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I get out there? Because you always say I'm Michael Scott from The Office.
You are.
And it's real life and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So I went out at the prom fashion show for the March of Dimes and welcomed everyone to the Dundee Awards.
Which is a huge episode of The Office. And that was that. We did get some laughs on that. So there must have been some good Office fans out there.
I was worried for a second that nobody was going to laugh. Because in a setting, I'm just going to tell you, and most people probably never have to host mm. events, but if you ever host an event that's kind of formal or people aren't drinking,
people don't smile a lot.
You just feel like you're standing there with like spinach between your teeth.
Yeah, so you say something funny or that you think is funny and that most people would laugh, and then there's crickets. And then
because they
like,
don't know if they should laugh
yeah.
unless everybody else laughs. Like if everybody's laughing, then everybody laughs.
Yeah, we were trying to set the scene that this is going to be kind of formal but informal and fun as yeah. far as the show goes.
Anyway, it was a good time. The March of Dimes prom fashion show. Those students raised over $13,000 over $13,000 for the March of Dimes. Oh, one more funny. Okay, the end of the show, they bring me on a piece of paper the grand total. And I look at the grand total, and it was a number that was a lot smaller than what it's always been.
Right.
Like, it was $10,000 less than it has been in the past.
So you and I are standing together, and all of a sudden, you start backing up. And I'm standing.
We're on stage. Yeah,
we're on stage. And you start backing up. And all of a sudden, I look over and you're completely off the stage. And I'm standing there by myself. And I'm like, what? I don't know what to do. So you start telling me to come here. So I start backing off the stage, like backwards, coming towards
Which
you.
Which looks weird. I don't know why we did it like that. It was like somebody sent the hook and
yes,
they just pulled us out.
And I just started going back.
So I show Kelly the thing, and we're like, wait, that can't be right. And I'm like, who brought me this? Because we were on the stage, and it was kind of a hectic moment. So then I have to rush to the other side of the stage without people seeing me or hearing me, and there's all these girls lined up for the finale. I'm going, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. I get all the way across the stage in what feels like it takes 30 minutes, like an obstacle course, right?
Does.
Like American Ninja Warrior. And I get over there. I'm like, is this correct? And the girl says, yes, it is. I'm sorry. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're all like, wait a minute, that can't be the real number. We call Sherry Bobbitt off of the stage when she's in the middle of her speech. And she tells us, oh no, that's just a fraction. That's just from one small portion of it.
Right.
So the number that I got was $2,000.
Yes. And we were really worried.
Like, oof, I don't even think I want to say this. And it ended up being over $13,000 yeah. for the March of Dimes. Those pictures are up on Instagram and on Twitter. Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
Also at Facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I saw a study this morning that I think would make you a little bit fiery.
Oh, well, please share.
And sometimes I don't know if that's good or bad, but I think today it's Monday and I want to see if I can get okay. you riled up. A new study has found that as women get older, the men they're attracted to are roughly their same age.
Gee, that's really surprising. No, it's not surprising.
Here's where you're going to...
Oh, okay. Here's where
There's part two.
Okay.
So as women get older, they're mm-hmm. attracted to guys who are their age. As men age...
I can even guess this. You don't even have to tell me what the study is.
They're attracted to women between 20 and 24 their entire lives.
That's just great, guys. That's great.
How classic is that?
Yay for women.
So women get like, hey, you know what? This is kind of what we're looking for. And guys are like, no, we're always looking for the same
we're
thing.
Normal and y'all are disgusting.
Why are we disgusting?
You just are.
That's not disgusting. Isn't that wild, though?
It's, yeah.
But can you see it?
Yes.
So it's not really earth shattering or anything.
No,
like that.
It's just, you know. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say about that.
You can fire away if you want to.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
I can see it in
I'm
your
good.
Eyes.
You know.
You mean to restate it one more time
no,
just so people make sure they know it?
I don't.
Women as they age are attracted to men their same age, roughly. Guys are always attracted to women between the ages of 20 and 24.
Wow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy 70th birthday to the nature boy, Ric Flair. 70 years old for the greatest of all time.
Woo!
Might as well play the theme music this morning. They're doing a big Raw birthday celebration tonight. Ric Flair is going to be there in Atlanta, Georgia.
That'll be good.
Yeah, it should be pretty neat. Yeah, because if you think a year ago, we weren't sure Ric Flair was going to make it. If you remember how sick he got. So, the Nature Boy Ric Flair, 70 years old today.
Well, you should play his actual theme song. He's got a different theme song.
No, this is a theme song they've used forever.
No. But there's a new one. There's a newer one.
No, this is the one. This is the one that has all the entrance stuff and the wrestling clips and all that.
It's a rap song, and it's this one right here.
Chopper with this girl, so do not test me. Hell yeah.
Are you being serious?
It's the Ric Flair drip.
Do you remember when you knew the words?
I did, yeah.
Sing it.
No.
Is it bad?
Yes.
Okay, let's turn it off. Yeah. Why did you play it then if it's bad?
Well, it's his theme song. He's got like his name in it and stuff.
The Ric Flair drip, go.
He's been out on a stage dancing to this song.
Oh, I saw it. Was it Fallon?
Yes.
It was really funny. Mm-hmm. Anyway, happy birthday. Happy 70th birthday to the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So over the weekend, I was called out by my wife and...
Oh, these are the best stories. Please tell.
Well, what happened is she was, I guess, in the search feature on Instagram. And she saw somebody to follow that she followed. Somebody that we talk about on the radio. And she realized that I... am a regular liker of somebody's stuff. And she thinks it's weird because I like too much of it.
So you like more of a stalker-ish type person?
That's the way she tried to describe me. And I said, I'm just being nice.
Well, are you going to tell me who it was or do you want me to guess?
I'll give you one guess.
Jana Kramer.
She followed Jana Kramer. And here's what she said. Look who I'm following now. And it's Jana Kramer. And you know, she's always had this little thing with Jana Kramer, right?
Well, because you talk about her all the time, constantly.
So I'm not sure exactly why she is the way she is about Jana Kramer, but it makes me uncomfortable a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so she follows her because she said she saw her on the search deal and her house looked like it was kind of messy. And she liked that because she wasn't trying to portray this perfect life.
Right.
And I said, that's what I've been trying to tell you all along. She's basically perfect.
I know you didn't say that. 100% you did not say that.
What if I did?
Then I want to talk to her today.
I didn't say that.
That's what I thought.
But then she said, I noticed you like basically everything she ever posts.
That's the thing with Instagram. Like if you're friends with someone that likes something, you can kind of see what they like.
Yeah, because it pops up. She said she goes to her pictures and the first person it always shows is
you.
Brandon on K-Fine.
That's how it is on my feed too.
No, it's not.
With most women that I look at, it always shows Brandon Baxter.
No, that's not me.
Basically, you're always the first liker.
That's not the case. You're making me sound weird and stupid, and I'm done with this show today.
I'm just being honest.
I am leaving this show. This might be my
honesty
last one.
Honesty is the best policy.
This very well might be my last show.
Really?
I might quit today.
I doubt it.
Thank you very much, Kelly. I'm quitting.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, I just remembered what a jerk you are.
Well, thank you.
And you laugh because you know you are.
No, I'm not a jerk. I'm a comedian.
We've talked about the prom fashion show, you know, a lot of the show today, and we didn't even tell them about the part where you hid my heel, my shoe.
I didn't do that.
Brandon, you did.
I did not. One of the students did that.
That is a lie.
There
was one of the students that helped me find my shoe.
She also hid it.
So I put both of my high heel shoes in this, I guess, podium thing. No one knew where they were except for you. And all of a sudden I go back in to find them and there's one missing. And you're like, huh, I don't know. Have you?
That's not true.
And you start looking up like it's in a rafter or something.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't. And it was one of the students who hid your shoe, and I said, you need to leave her shoes alone. And they said, what are you going to do about it? And I said, nothing.
Yeah, right, nothing,
I thought
exactly.
She was going to beat me up, so I let her go.
Yeah, so thanks for that as well.
So it was funny because, and I'll go ahead and confess now, it was not the student.
It was you.
It was me. And the best part about this is, essentially, Kelly and my wife will both tell you, I cannot lie.
You can't at all.
Which is a great trait.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Because if I'm lying, it is so freaking obvious that I'm lying. Like everybody on the planet would know.
Yeah, that's true.
So when Kelly looked, like, and I wanted to play it off so bad. Like I wanted to be good at it.
And at first, you didn't crack. But after about 20 seconds of me in your face saying, where is it? Where is it?
Weirdly.
You finally cracked.
I cracked and I hid the shoe. I will confess this morning that I hid the shoe.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's tons of talk today about the song Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper from the Oscars last night. That performance was big. The song won. They were back together looking all like they love each
romantic
other.
Romantic.
But there's actually a country cover of that song. I don't know if you'd actually say it's a country cover, but country artists have covered it. Jimmy Allen is a country star known for his single, Best Shot.
When you smile, I see the sun sink down on a coast out in California.
So Jimmy Allen's teamed up with Abby Anderson, who's a new artist, and they've done their own version of Shallow.
And in the bad times, I fear myself. I'm up the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
Abby Anderson.
Crash to the surface where it can hurt us. We'll fight for the shallow now. In the shallow. In the shallow.
It's Jimmy Allen and Abby Anderson. They cover Shallow. The full video's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Maren Morris has a new song out and a lyric video to go with it. Here's a small clip of the song called The Bones.
We built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain.
To hear the full song, head to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have the 16th season premiere of The Voice. This is where the blind auditions begin, so that'll be good. The Bachelor, this is where Colton's going to visit the hometowns. We have four remaining girls. Oof. Kaylin, Cassie, Hannah G, and Tasia.
Gotcha.
So it's going to be a good show. And it's Ric Flair's 70th birthday celebration.
Woo!
On WWE Raw tonight on the USA Network. And tonight's schedule also includes The Passage, Magnum P.I., The Good Doctor, and Bull.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.